Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Gimel, and we're going to finish through Yudalet of Horayot. We're going to finish Masechet Horayot, Bezrat Hashem, and we'll finish Seder Nizikin. Okay, starting with the Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet. Anything that comes more frequent is the thing that we, you know, gets precedence. Today we're going to deal in general with precedence. Who gets precedence over who? We're going to start dealing with different types of people, men, women, and all sorts of categories, hierarchies. So first thing, the thing that's the most common is a klal tadir b'sheino tadir tadir kodem. We always do the more common. V'chola mekudash mechavero kodem et chavero. Anyone is more holy goes before the other. Par ha-mashiach u'par ha-edam din. What if we have two parim? We have the par of the kohen ha-mashiach and the par of the nation. What goes first? Par ha-mashiach kodem le-par ha-edam b'chol ma'asav. Okay, the power of the Kohen Gadol comes before the power of the Tzibur. This is in a case where, let's say, you know, you're the Kohanim, you have two Korbanot in front of you, which one do you do first? Okay, with any of these Kohanim, if you mess up, it's okay. It's not like anything, it's not devastating. But, you know, whereas there are certain things with Korbanot, that the Korban would be Pasul. This isn't, but this is giving you order of precedence. Right, we all know in life that we always have to make choices. What goes first? What takes precedence over something else? So this is kind of helping you, guide you in this area. Obviously, we're going to realize that there's problems in this whole area and it's not always so clear cut. And we're going to have a lot of things about, you know, which way do we go? And you'll see the Gemara is going to end on a very interesting word. Okay, don't look ahead yet. Minahani mile. Where do we learn this from? Amar Abaye Damar Kra, Milvad Olata Boker Asher La Olata Tamid. How do we get this concept that whatever Tadir comes first? Because it says that you bring these Korbanot in addition to the Olata Boker that is part of the Korban Olah of the Korban Tamid. This is when you bring extra Korbanot. I forget the context, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or whatever day it is. And then in addition, you bring the Olata Bakar Asher L'Olata Tamid. So they say, Michtiktiv Olata Bakar. Once it already says Olata Bakar, we know that it means in addition to the daily sacrifice. So why does it say Olata Tamid Lamali? Hachi Kama Rachmana Kol Tidira Kadma. Okay, from here we learn that whatever comes, whatever's the most common, goes first. And how do we know this? Detana deber of Yishmael v'kidashto. This is about the Kohanim. You should sanctify him. L'chol davar shebikdusha. Liftoch rishon, ulevarech rishon, v'litom anaya far rishon. Okay, it means he always gets presents. What does he get to do? He is liftoch rishon, he gets the first aliyah. He's mevarech rishon, he does the zimun first. And he gets the first portion. Okay, when you're dividing up portions, he gets the first. Notice that most of these things he can be mevater in his kavod, except for the aliyah, right? When we get an aliyah, we never let Kohen give his aliyah to somebody else. Okay. And this is where we get all these laws about Kohanim, that they're asked to do the zimun, etc. Par kohen mashuach upar ha'edah. Okay, when you have the par kohen mashuach and you have the par ha'edah, the par kohen mashuach goes first. Menan emilei, detanu rabbanan, v'saraf oto ka'asher saraf et par harishon. It says, and we burn it the way we burnt the par harishon. Okay, this is by the power of the Tzibur. So now they say, Ma Talmud Lomar HaRishon, Shehe Rishon Kodem Lepar HaEdah B'chol Ma'asav. 1 second. Right, so what's the Rishon? I'm sorry, wait, I didn't check where this is. The Hotziyat HaPar Dalei Kaf Aleph. Right, it is about the par of the Rishon Tzibur. So what do they say? Why do they call the par HaRishon the par HaRishon? What does it mean, the par HaRishon? So it's obviously referring back to the par kohen mashiach, because in the psukim the par mashiach comes first, then the par elin davar shel tzibur. So they're basically saying, do it like you did the par rishon, which is the kohen mashiach. So why is he called the rishon? Shehei rishon kodem lepar edah b'chol ma'asav, to teach that it comes first. By the way, it didn't. The reason why these words are extra, because if you want to say, it's trying to tell you like the other one. It says, it repeats, there's another pasuk which also compares it to the previous. So there seems to be an extra lashon there of comparing it to the previous case, and therefore they darshan it. Tanu Rabbanan. Par kohen mashiach upar ha'edah umdim. Par kohen mashiach kodem lepar ha'edah b'chol ma'asav. Ho'il, now here we have a braita that said the exact same thing, but now they're going to add the reason. Ho'il mashiach mechaper ve'edah mitkaperet. The Mashiach is the one, the Kohen is the one who's mechaper for others, right? He provides the atonement in all the other sacrifices. And the Eda is the one who's mitchaprim, right? They get kapara. So dinu sheyakdim hamechaper lamitkaper. So therefore, the one who provides atonement for others should get precedence over the ones who are only being getting the atonement for them. Obviously, the Kohen is both, right? The Kohen HaGadol, in this case, needs kapara, but he's also the person who gives kapara to others. And here, what do you see? On Yom Kippur, what does he do? First, he does the par for himself, then he does for his family and all the other Kohanim, and then for the whole kahal. Now we're continuing in the lines of who gets precedence over who. The Mishnah started with just those two, the par of the Kohen HaMashuach and then the par of the Tzibur. Now we're going to say, what if we have a par Elim Dever Shel Tzibur that comes before the par Shel Avodah Kochavim? Okay, if there's a par and they made a mistake in Avodah Kochavim and they bring a par for that, the Tzibur one is going to come first. My Taima, Hai Chatat V'Hai Ola. The first one is a chatat, the paralim davar shel tzibur, and the one for avodah kochavim is in olah. V'tanya, and how do we know that the chatat comes before the olah? So it's a brayta that says, v'yikrivet asher lachatat rishona. Okay? So this is the pasuk in Vayikra Hei Chet, which is about the korban olevi yored. And it says there, he brings et asher lachatat rishona. So ma tamud lomar, why does it say that? Im lelamed shtei chatat rishona, hare kvar ne'emar, ve'et hasheni yaseh olah kamishpat. In other words, there, what do we have, by the way? This is in which case? When you have to bring birds. Remember, you can either bring an animal for the korban olevi yored, or you can bring two birds. Now, we never really paid attention to this, but it says, we never really talked about it, but it says, what do you bring if you bring birds? Shnei torim o shnei b'nei yonah la'ashem, echad lechatat ve'echad le'olah. Okay, then it says, Ve'viotam el kohen, ve'ikrivet asher lechatat rishona, and then he does the malika, and then it says, Be'et hasheni yaseh olah kamishpat. So now they say, if it says et hasheni yaseh olah kamishpat, then obviously the olah is going second. So why did you need to say in the beginning, asher lechatat rishona? There's unnecessary words here. Ela ze bana'av. So what does this do? It teaches you for everything else. Shehu kol chataot kodmot le'olot haba'im imahem. Anytime you have a chatat and an ola, the chatat always comes first. Why is that? Because the chatat is needed to lechaper on some sin, and the ola is generally, it's a mitzvah aseh to do, or korban ola, but it's not, right? We want to, and this fits in right with the masechet. The whole idea is, you did a mistake, you didn't a sin, we have to be mechaper for the sin that you did, and that always takes precedence. And even if you have a chatat of an of and an olah of a behema in front of you, even though you might think the behema takes precedence over the bird, no, since it's a chatat, chatat precedes olah always. Par avodah kochavim kodem l'si'ir avodah kochavim. So now they say, why is that? Amai, hai chatat v'hai olah. It's the opposite. Okay, and therefore you should bring the olah first. So Amar b'Marava, Mishmei d'Rava Bar Meri, Chatat Avodah Kochavim Chasera Aleph, L'chatat K'tiv. And therefore, it's different than all other Chataot. The fact that the Aleph is missing comes to teach you the laws of precedence that the Par of Kochavim comes before the Seir of the Avodah Kochavim. K'tiv, L'chatat K'tiv. Rava Amar, Kimishpat K'tiv Be. Okay, it says Kimishpat, and therefore they learn from that extra word about the... By the par avodah kochavim, right, it says, Ki mishpat teaches you it's the way it's written. And there the olah is written before the chatat, and therefore ka mishpat, according to its laws, means it has its own unique laws, and it goes by the order that's mentioned there in the psukim. Si'ir avodah kochavim kodem l'si'ir hanasi. Okay, if you have a si'ir avodah kochavim, and by the way, some of these din k'dima could be if we don't have enough animals. Right, that's why here they're comparing a seir to a seir. And you have these two korbanot to do, which one are you going to bring with the one seir that you have? So seir avodah kochavim kodem l'seir nasi, my taima, hai tzibor v'hai yachid. Okay, the tzibor comes before an individual, even though the individual is the king. Seir nasi kodem l'seirat yachid, but if you have his seir versus the seir, the seirat of the yachid, he comes first, my taima, hai melech v'hai hedyo. Right, the king comes before the hedyo. Seirat yachid kodemet lekivsat yachid. Okay, if you have a seir of a yachid or a kivsa of a yachid, so the seir comes first. So then now they say, v'hatanya kivsat yachid kodemet le seirat yachid. Doesn't it say the opposite? So Amar Baye, Tanaihi, it's a machloket tanaim, which comes first, if you have a seira of an individual or a kivsa of an individual, a seira of an individual or a kivsa. Because remember, you could bring either or. So what if you have those two? Machloket. Mar savar seira adifa, shekein nitrabta etzal avodah kochavim v'yachid, because the yachid also brings it on avodah zarah, mistake of avodah zarah, and therefore must have precedence. Umar savar kivsa adifa, shekein nitrabta be'eliyah, it has a tail, and you can bring the tail and burn it on the mizbeach also, and it's like a more respectable animal because it has more to it. Omer kodem lekeves habayimo. Okay, this is this minchata omer that we bring, relevant to Sfirat HaOmer. So on the day after the first day of Pesach, they would bring this korban haomer. It was a mincha. They would take from the new barley and they would turn it into flour. They would roast it, turn it into flour, and then they would do a kmitza, and then whatever they would, the part that they would use, they would burn on the, they would do a tnufa with it. And you might have thought that the keves that goes along with it would be primary, because it's an animal versus a flower offering. But no, the omer is the main thing. The keves comes just because of the omer, and therefore the omer comes first. And likewise, with the shtei alechem, kodmim lekvasim abeimim ahem. Same thing with the sacrifice for Shavuot. It's also the same thing, where there's a bread offering and there's also animals, but the bread is the main part, and therefore, I'm sorry, I think I made a mistake. I think the omer is burnt. Right, the omer is... They do their maktir on the mizbeach. It's the shtei alechem. It's just you just do a tnufa, and yet even so, it has precedence over the kvasim. Zeh haklal davar haba begin liyom kodem ledavar haba begin lechem. Okay, what comes because of the day, the importance of the day, that's what gets precedence over whatever's coming because of the bread. Meaning, since you have the bread, you bring something else with it. So because of that, we're going to go with what comes from the day first. Okay, now we're moving on to human beings. That was all sacrifices, maybe a little less interesting. It's a good segue, by the way, into Seder Kodashim, which is going to be all about sacrifices, Masechet Zvachim. So kind of this whole Masechet was a good, just to point out now, it was a good overlap between Nezikin and transition from Nezikin to Kodashim, all about sins that people do, mistakes with the courts making mistakes, etc., kind of ending the whole Masechet Nezikin about courts and moving into all the details about the sacrifices. Even the whole end, right? Even Shavuot was also a lot about sacrifices. Okay, ready for this one? Ha'ish kodem l'isha l'hachayot. Okay, you're not going to like this. If there's a man and a woman and we don't have enough to support both of them, or if they're, something's happening to them, we have to save one of them. So the ishko comes first, and the main reason given is because he's chayav in more mitzvot than the woman. His life is therefore considered more valuable. One of the difficult sources to swallow. Lahachayot ulahashev aveda. Okay, also to return a lost item, if you have a lost item of a man or a lost item of a woman, we return to the man. Vaisha kodem al ish lechasot, if she needs clothing because of tsniut issues, a man can walk around half naked, but a woman can't really. So therefore, she's going to get clothing first. Ulahotzi mi beit hashevi, and we'd much rather release her from beit hashevi because we're worried she's going to get raped. Bizman sheshnehem omdim bekilkala, but if we're worried about that the man will also get raped, then haish kodem lisha, then he already goes back to the same, he goes back to having precedence over the woman. Okay, the assumption is in most cases that's not a concern, but if it were to be a concern, then he would be kodem l'isha. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, now we have a case where there's a person who's struggling himself. Haya huv aviv v'rabo bashevi. Okay, he's in captivity and his father and his rabbi. Hu kodem l'rabo v'rabo kodem l'aviv. First, you have to take care of yourself. Okay, that's because it says v'chay achicha imach, which means if you want to help your brother save your brother, he has to live with you. Well, you have to be living first in order to be able to save others. And like when you get on the airplane, right, put on your mask first before you put on your children. You have to be, in order to save others, you have to be alive yourself. So he comes first, but then his rabbi, since he taught him Torah, comes before his father. Imo kodemet lekulam. Now here, you can see I put on the chart, is a question mark by the mother. What does it mean, kulam? Before he himself? Or more likely, there's actually a machloket about it, that's why I put a question mark, is it after himself or maybe even before himself? Maybe his mother takes precedence over even himself because, again, the rape issue. Chacham kodem lemelech Yisrael. Okay, now we're going to have a long list, and here I just put a long list on your sheet to see the order. Chacham comes before a king. Chacham shem, why is this? Chacham shemet En kayotze bo. Melech Yisrael shameit kol Yisrael ruim lamachut. That's an interesting line. Okay? It means anyone can be a king, right? Any joshmo, but in order to be a chacham, that's a unique talent. Obviously, who's saying this? The rabbis of the Gemara, right? You don't remember that. Okay. Melech kodem lekohen gadol. Okay, so now going in order. So chacham, melech, kohen gadol. Shenehemar, vayomar hamelech lehem.
That already sounds strange based on the previous logic. Not anybody can be a Kohen Gadol, even if any Joshmo can be a king.
It's true, but I think they saw that the Chacham's position was more important.
But not for that reason.
I agree,
in terms of that issue.
But right. I think they're saying it's obvious that it's going to be like this. It's just a matter of what's between the two of them. They weren't adding the Kohen Gadol into the equation. To them, it was obvious he was later. But we'll see why it's obvious to them that he's later, and that's because it says in this Pasuk, Vayomar HaMelech, it's from Elohim Aleph, Vayomer Melech lahem k'chu imachem et avdei adonichem v'chulei. So they call him, right, this is, remember now, this, the context is, Berkavtem et Shlomo b'ni ala pirdash yoli v'aratem oti ala gachon. Right, this is the Kohen talking, and he's talking, he calls adonichem. So he treats the king with respect, which means that he is under the king. That's how they learn it. Kohen gadol kodem, what?
It's Melech David speaking to the Kohen gadol.
Oh, it was speaking to him. Et avdei adonichem. I see.
And Natan HaNavi.
Okay, so he was talking. So David was talking to them and saying, "Et avdei adonichem." Right, take the servants of your adon of the king. Right, referring to himself, I guess, as the king. So basically, showing that he's above them. Kohen gadol kodem leNavi shenemar mashachoto sham tzadok haKohen veNatan HaNavi. So what do you see here? Higdim tzadok leNatan. Okay, that's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two, Va'omer Shmana Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Ata Bireecha. Okay, Bechule. So there it has. You and, right, this pasuk is saying, right, Yachol Hedyoto Tayu. Right, so now it's you and your friends, okay? So now you might have thought his friends were other Kohanim like him. But it says, Tamula Marki Anshe Mofetema. So what do you see? This is all about who comes first in the pasuk. In the pasuk of Tzadok and Natan, Tzadokim, came first before the Nevi'im, the Pasuk of Yoshua, Kohen Gadol, him, and then Re'echa. Re'echa was the Nevi'im. Okay, so the assumption was it was him and the Kohanim, and then the Nevi'im. Okay, if it was just him as the Kohen Gadol, it would be obvious, but I guess they mean also. Okay, so now, Ve'em Mofet El Nevi. Oh, sorry, we're talking about Kohen Gadol Nevi. No, it makes sense. So he was the Kohen Gadol, they were the Nevi'im. I have to say, I'm not sure here, because now we're going to start going through. There's the Kohen Gadol, and then there's all sorts of other types of Kohanim Gadolim, because there's the Mashuach, and not, I don't know where the Nevi comes in this whole thing. In other words, he's clearly under the Kohen Gadol. The question is he under all the categories of the Kohen Gadolah or not? So it doesn't really relate to that in the Gemara. Ve'em Mofet El Nevi, how do we know the Em Mofet El Nevi, and Shem Mofet or Nevi'im, Shneemar, V'natan Elecha Oto Mofet, right? If the Nevi gives you an Oto Mofet, that it's actually in the context of a Nevi Sheker, but or it's in the context of Nevuah in general. Okay, Mashuach b'shemen hamishcha kodem lemeruba begadim. Okay, if we're already up to Kohen Gadol, so obviously we know this already. If you have the shemen hamishcha on you, that's before the meruba begadim. Meruba begadim kodem lemashiach shavar machma kiriyo. Okay, the meruba begadim comes before a Kohen who is nimshach b'shemen hamishcha, but had to leave the his work right now because he had tumat keri. Mashiach shavar machma kiriyo. We already learned this. Kodem leshavar machma mumo, because the mum he's Nidche for a while or maybe forever. Avar machmat mumo, kodem lemashuach melchama. The one who, okay, so now this next one, who had to leave because of his mum, is before the mashuach melchama, because he was nimshach really, and he was the Kohen Gadol lemashuach. He comes before the mashuach melchama. Mashuach melchama kodem laskan, who's the skan? He's the guy who's in waiting for the Kohen Gadol in case a tumah happens to him and he has to take his place. Skan kodem la amarkal. My Amar Kal, what's the Amar Kal? Amar Chista, Amar Kula, Amar Kula. Amar, okay, period, sorry. That's Amar Kula is Amar Kal. What does it mean? He says everything, meaning he's in charge of the Beit HaMikdash, and whatever he says, everyone has to listen to. He's like the guy who's
the top administrator.
Right, the top administrator, Yafet. Amar Kal Kodem Legizbar, he goes before the treasurer. Gizbar kodem l'rosh mishmar, right? You can see in a government, this is really important to know who takes precedence over who. So he comes before the head of the mishmar. That's the word, the mishmarot kunah. So the 24 mishmarot kunah. So he's the rosh mishmar. The rosh mishmar kodem l'rosh beit av. That's within each mishmar. Every day you had a mishmar for a week at a time, and every day of the week, a different beit av, one of the families, like a head of a family, was in charge. Rosh beit av kodem l'kohenet yod. He comes before a regular kohenet yod. Ibayelahu le'inyan tuma. What about tuma? Meaning, what if a kohen needs to be mitame lamet? Okay, we're just before the Mishnah. Okay. What if a kohen gadol needs to be mitame? A kohen needs to be mitame lamet. There's a mate mitzvah for a mate mitzvah. Even a kohen gadol could be mitame. Skan u'mashuach melchama ezem mehem kodem. So if you have these two people in front of you, the skan who's in waiting in case something happens to the kohen gadol, or the mashuach melchama who's the guy who talks to the people before war, who goes first? Amar Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman Tashma. Let's learn from here. D'tanya skan u'mashuach melchama shayu malchim baderech upaga be'emet mitzvah mutav shitamei mashuach melchama ba'al yitamei skan she'im yera b'psu b'kohen gadol nechnasa skan u'mashamesh tachtav. Okay, meaning he's got to be ready in case the Kohen Gadol gets Tameh. So therefore, he's more important than the Mashuach Melchama, who, you know, and that's, in theory, both of them aren't really working most of the time. But the point is, we need him.
It also sounds like a risk that the Mashuach Melchama would be taking if he's related to Melchama and you have dead bodies and you can't always...
That he needs...
Like, he's more likely to be in...
Maybe, but it's not clear he really goes out to war. He's just kind of in the camp talking to the people before they go out to war. Yeah, anyway. But doesn't it say that the Meshuach Melchama is higher in terms of precedence? You can go back and look at your list. He comes before the Skan. So wouldn't you think then the Skan would be first, would be second, you know, and the Meshuach Melchama is more important? So you can't let him become Tameh. Am Ravina Kitanya Ulachayoto. Now we're going to see, right, there's a difference. That's in terms of sustaining him. He has precedence in terms of importance. But if you want to make someone tameh and have him basically not be able to go into the mikdash, don't use the skan because he's the guy who needs to be in waiting. Okay, now we get to, we're out of now the realm of the higher-ups. Now we're going to get to everybody and who comes before who. Okay, this is a, you know, obvious difficulty in terms of precedence and how you value hierarchy of people and importance, right? There's always one of the questions nowadays, even like a kohen. The question comes up, a kohen's at a table with a big rabbi, so the kohen should do the zimun according to what we said. And we actually paskin halacha, that's the case. But sometimes you can have a kohen who's not so knowledgeable, and the rabbi, or it doesn't have to be a rabbi, it could be just any important, prominent person. You know, it's a little tricky, like how we value, especially nowadays when the kohen doesn't even function as, you know, working in the mikdash and has a different status in society. Yes, they do the berkat kohenim. Anyway, it's more hard in our modern world to kind of see things in this way, and even in their world, in terms of knowledge and who is more, you know, the question is what's more important. But as we know, sometimes you need to have a hierarchy. So kohen kodem le'levi, levi le'israel, Israel le'mamzer, mamzer le'netin, netin le'ger, ve'ger le'evim mishukhrah. Okay, just so you make sure we know all these things, mamzer is someone who's born of one of the arayot, again, depending on which arayot, what levels, we're not going to get all back into that. Mamzer, and it's not someone born out of wedlock, right? But it would be someone born from someone who was married to someone else, and then the woman was married to someone else when she slept with, and she had a baby with somebody else. A netin are the people in the Givonim who lied to Yoshua, and then he had to take them as part of the nation, so they were part of the nation, but he turned them into the Chotvei Tzim and the Shavei Mayim, right? They would be the water drawers. So they're sort of part of our nation, but they're looked at not so fondly because they lied to us. Ger, we know what a ger is, and Eved Mishuchrar is an Eved Knani who becomes free, who then is part of the Jewish people. Ematai bizman shekulam shavim. Here we have it. Okay, only if they're all equal. Aval im hayam mamzer tamli chacham v'kohen gadol ha'maaretz, which we know in those days the kohenim gadolim were not. You know, I mean, again, the Mishnah's after that time period, but toward the end of Bayit Sheni wasn't so. They weren't so great. Mamzer tamli chacham kodem l'kohen gadol ha'maaretz. Okay, so there we're going to see, depending on your knowledge, right? And if they're really an ha'maaretz, then you're going to be first. Kohen kodem l'levi. Now we're going to get into proof text. Shenemar, Bnei Amram, Aharon, and Moshe, Vayibadel, Aharon, Lahakdisho, Kodesh, Kodeshim. Okay, so here you see that Aharon and Moshe, Aharon got precedence, so there you see the Kohen Gadol, right, he was separated. Levi Kodem Yisrael, how do we know this? Shenemar, Be'et HaYivdil Hashem, et Shevet Levi, right, from the nation. So Shevet Levi then gets precedence. Yisrael Kodem L'mamzer, Shezeh Miyuchas, V'zeino Miyuchas. I charted this all out, you can see. So the Mamzer is Miyuchas, and therefore I'm sorry, the Yisrael has good yichus and the mamzer has bad yichus. That's his whole problem, right? He comes from bad, a bad combination of a man and woman who shouldn't be together. Mamzer kodem lenatin, ze bamitipak shera, ze bamitipak psula. Okay, the natin comes from non-Jewish background and the mamzer comes from Jewish seed. Natin kodem leger, ze gadali manu b'kdusha, ze lo gadali manu b'kdusha. Interestingly, he gets precedence because he was brought up as a Jew. Even, right, the ger wasn't brought up as a Jew. Ger kodem le'evet mishukrar. Why is that? Because ze haya b'chlal aror, ve ze lo haya b'chlal aror. Okay, the evet mishukrar was cursed, and the ger was not cursed. Okay, where's this curse from? I'm actually forgetting right now. It's no. From, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, right, Noach. Canaan. Okay, some people say Eved Mishuchrar only relates to Canaan, okay, because Aror Canaan, it's only Avadim Canaanim, which we generally refer to the Avadim as Avadim Canaanim. Some people say it refers to all Avadim, even if they're not from Canaani heritage. Eimatai, Bizman Shekulam Shavim. So how do we know it's only Bizman Shekulam Shavim? Amar Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina, Damar Kra, Yikarai Mipnimim. Mikohen, what is this? Yikarai Mipnimim, okay? Mikohen gadol shenichnas lifanai v'lifnim. They darshin pninim as lifanai v'lifnim. Okay, so knowledge is yekara mipninim, meaning it's greater than even a kohen gadol shenichnas lifanai v'lifnim. Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer bidinu sheyachim eved meshuchrar leger sheze gadali manu b'kdusha v'ze lo gadali manu b'kdusha. In eved knani, he was brought up in a Jewish household, so he should be higher than. When he's mishuchrar and he becomes a full-fledged Jew, he should be higher than the ger. Except the reason why is because he was cursed. Shalu tamidavet Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok. Mipnei ma kol ratzin lisagi yoret ve'ena kol ratzin lisa mishuchraret. Here he says, why is it that people are happy to marry giorot, but they're not so happy to marry an ama mishuchraret or a shivcha mishuchraret? Amar lahem, zo aita b'chlal aror, v'zo lo aita b'chlal aror. Okay, people stay away from her, apparently, because she was cursed, okay, which is interesting. I don't know that people really think about it that way, but maybe that's why there's a devar acher. Zo aita b'chizkat shamor, v'zo lo aita b'chizkat shamor. When she was a shifcha, she was kind of putza, right? You're open to, people can, you know, you're like not as protected, but when you're, right, a giyoret, right, what exactly, a chizkat shimor?
Guarded state, really,
but she wasn't guarded before she converted. So
she had in mind.
She had in mind to convert.
Therefore, she kept a.
Okay, right. Depends what age she converted. Okay. Shalut Hamidavet Rabbi Elazar. Mipnei ma kelev makiret kono v'chatule no makiret kono. Okay. Why is a dog makiret kono and the cat is not? Okay, right, we all know dogs are very loyal and cats don't have that relationship with their owners. Amar lahem, u'ma ha'ochel mima sha'achbar ochel mishakach, ha'ochel achbar atzmo alacha kama v'kama. Okay, and they're basically someone who eats from food. Okay, now we're going to get into all sorts of things that make people forget things. Okay, so if you eat from the food that the achbar eats, it makes you forget things. So all the more so, someone who eats mice, okay, is obviously going to forget things. And that's why the chatule no makiret kono. Okay, this is a reference. Rav Kook connects this to the reference between people recognizing God. And that is the image of makiret kono is really a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalu tamidav Rabbi Elazar. Mipnei ma kol moshlim ba'achbarim. Mipnei shesuran ra. Why do people always... right, why are people always chasing cats? And that's because they have a bad yetzer hara. Okay, maihi. Why are they considered so bad? Rav Amar, filu glime gaitse. They eat even coats. Another, like the bottom of people's, right?
You ever read
Charlie Needs a Cloak, right? The mice are always eating things that don't actually satiate them. That's the point. In other words, they're eating things stam. Okay? They're destroying things. Rav Papa Amar, afilu shutva mari gaitse. Even the handle of the hoe, of the spit or the spade, a spade, they eat. Okay, again, they eat things, they gnaw away at things that are, don't even give them any sustenance. Tanu Rabbanan, chamisha dvarim meshakchim et halimud. Okay, this is like all these etzot tovod, but things that are going to make you forget things, things that will make you remember things. Okay, dafka, interesting, we're ending a masechet now, they're talking about what's going to help you remember what you learned. Okay, for all those learning dafyomi, we know what a struggle it is. Especially at this rate, to remember all the things we learned. So these are things that forget, make you forget what you learned. So, ha'ochel mimasha achal ha'achbar. That's why we're mentioning this, because right, if you eat food that the from a mouse. Umimah she'achel ha'chatul, and from what the cat eats. Va'achel lev shel behemah, you eat the heart of an animal. Va'haragil b'zeitim, interesting. Okay, if you eat a lot of olives, some people say this is dafka olives once they were pickled, and some people say it's dafka olives that weren't ever pickled.
They say that today, that olives help that you shouldn't eat olives if you need to remember something.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that. Yeah, interesting. Something. Okay. There you have it. Vashotem mayim shel shiurei rechitza. Okay, if you drink water from the that's left over from
bathing.
Right, what?
Bathing.
From bathing? Oh, so I was thinking, I was remembering something else that we learned. Okay, so that's left over from the bathing water. Varuchetz raglav zo al gav zo. Okay, if you wash your feet one on top of the other. V'yeshomrim af haminech kalav tach hamiroshotav. Okay, even if you put your stuff under your, what is this? You put your...
Your clothing,
that's what I figured. Kelav must be his clothing. Under your head.
Maybe it's a pillow.
Yeah, okay. Why would that be? Because... maybe you don't spend enough time sleeping. You probably don't sleep properly, and then you forget things. That actually makes the most sense, right? If you're not going to sleep properly.
He rests his head on his arms
Says that's okay. It says that's okay.
Oh,
because your arms are in them, and that sort of cancels out any problem.
Okay.
But these mostly seem like the actions of somebody who's very poor, and maybe they're so distracted they're having to make money that they can't.
Right. It could be. It could be. They're saying you're so caught up in all these things that you're not going to actually remember anything. Okay. Chamishad v'im mishivim et halimud. This brings limud back. Pat pchamim v'koshkem pchamim atzmam. Okay, pchamim atzmam, obviously they're not talking about eating the coals, but they mean bread baked on coals and a warm house. And this is what you're saying, Sherry, which is, you know, you have to take care of yourself, basically. In other words, this is classic. Like people, I'll give a different example. I know this goes on in my house, where people don't sleep and then they can't study for their test properly, right? And if you don't take care of your own person, you can't function properly. You can't remember things. So here, eat properly, heat your house properly. I don't know why the salt, I guess they think salt makes you forget things. This is compared to the olives. Dafka used the olives for the shemen zayit. Maybe it's also, now I get it. Olives is not taking the time to take the olives and make shemen zayit out of it. And that's, we eat olives, but maybe olives was not as big a food that they ate more. They used the olives for the shemen zayit. So you kind of take it to what it's really meant for. Varagil v'yayin u'basamim. Okay, dafka, drinking wine, you might have thought it makes you a little drunk, but no, drinking wine was good. That was the main drink at the time also. And b'samim, spices, v'ashotem, or smell, things that smell good. V'ashotem mayim shel shiurei isa. This is what I was remembering. If you drink the water that's left from the end of the dough, I'm not exactly sure what this meant. V'yesh omrim af ha'tovel etzba'o b'melach v'ochel. Okay, even if you dip your finger into salt and eat. Haragil b'shemen zayit m'sayeh alei l'Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, this Ragil b'shemen zayit provides support for Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. K'shem shazayit m'shakech limud shel 70 shana. Kach shemen zayit meshiv limud shel 70 shana. Okay, 70 shana is always this number, this magic number given of like a lifespan of a person. So just like the zayit makes you forget things from the last 70 years, the shemen zayit brings it back. This supports the statement of Rava, Misaele, Larava, Dama, Rava, Chamra, Varechani, Pikhin. Okay, wine and Bisamim make you smart. Okay, and with one etzba in the salt. And actually, there's a machloket Tanaim, Kitanai, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achat Velo Shtayim, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shtayim Velo Shalosh. Okay, can you dip two fingers in salt, or is that too much? Or is, you know, and three is not good? Machloket. V'simanech, and how do you remember this? Kmitza. Because kmitza, you would take the three fingers and you end up with two fingers on one side and one finger on the other. And then basically they're saying based on that, that's how you remember two and versus one. Asaradvarim kashim lilimud. These things cause difficulty in learning. Ha'over tachat ha'afsar gamal, v'koshken tachat gamal atzmo. If you go under the halter of the gamal, and all the more so under the gamal himself. Valver ben shnei gamalim, if you go between two camels. Valver ben shnei nashim, you go between two women. Vaisha ha'overet ben shnei anashim, if a woman goes between two men. Valver mitachat reach rash on devela, if you go under a bad smell of an animal carcass. Valver tachat gesher shelo avru tachtav maim mem yom, if you go under a bridge where water hasn't flowed under there for 40 days. Valchel pat shelo bashel kol tzarko, you eat bread that wasn't cooked fully, okay, raw, okay, somewhat raw challah. Valchel basar mizuach. I know, that's why I was smiling at Shira. Valchel basar mizuach malisterin. Someone who eats meat from...
Greasy spoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this nice picture in the Koran. If anyone knows what a spork is, it's a fork and a spoon on one side. It was a fork on one side and a spoon on the other. So this picture in the Koran of exactly this. Okay, who knew that that was an ancient tool? And it was used to skim the fat. So basically, what's this? This is classic. You're eating in the kitchen, like using the stuff that you're cooking with. That's not an appropriate way to eat. Okay, these are all things, again, how exactly they all connect, but they're things that provide a distraction. Okay, and if these are things that are distractive, or here you're just not eating properly. If you go under, you drink from water that's going through a beit kvarot, and if you're mistakel b'fnei amet, okay, you look at the face of a dead body, but mistakel is more, it's not just looking, it's you gaze at it. If you read the writing on the tombstone, now this seems weird, but I saw a very good explanation in the Quran. They said that if you have a loss and you obsess over it and you go to the cemetery all the time and you're constantly looking at the dead body, or which is actually obviously difficult once the person's buried, but you just hang out by the graveyard, so it creates a huge distraction in your life, and you know you're not able to move on, and therefore you're not able to learn properly. Tanu Rabbanan, kesha nasi nichnas, now we get into all issues of kavod. When the nasi comes into the room, kolom ham omdim. Everybody stands up, okay? For the nasi, everybody stands up. Ve'en yoshvim ad shomer lehem shvu, until he tells them to sit down. Kisha'av beitin, now we're going to see the whole hierarchy. There's the nasi, av beitin, okay? When the av beitin comes in, osim lo shura achat mikan v'shura achat mikan. The people stand on either side of him, but let's say he walks into the room, so only the people closest to him stand up, but not the people all around. Kishachacham nichnas, the third in line, a chacham, like at a wedding when they walk down the aisle and people start standing up, but then they sit down once they've passed, right? So basically everybody stands up when they're right near them, and then they sit right down as they pass through. Okay, b'nei chachamim v'talmidei chachamim, here we get to the next category, the sons of chachamim and the talmidim of chachamim, bizman sherabim tzrichim lahem, okay, now everybody sat on the floor. If everybody's sitting on the floor and they sat in order of their importance, remember that whole thing with the Sheva Shulot and Rabbi Yochanan got put back to the, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, right? He got placed, or it was, I forget, but he got moved back seven rows. So, bizman sherabim tzrichim lahem mafsi'in al rashei ha'am. Okay, when people need them, okay, so the students who are in less of an important position, but if they need to do something for the community, then they're allowed to step on the heads of people, which basically means walk over people. Okay, we've seen this before, yes. Yatza latzorech, if the chachamim have to leave to go to the bathroom, yikanes v'yeshev b'mkomo, and they don't have to worry about stepping over people, they're also allowed to. The sons of Talmidei Chachamim, who their fathers are basically leaders of the community, okay, so now we have the students, okay, so we have everyone in order, but what if your father's an important leader? So what does that mean for you? So there's two types of children of leaders. Either you could be a talmid chacham like your father and you'll understand what's going on. In that case, you sit next to your father, even though maybe your place is to be somewhere else, but out of respect for your father, you sit next to him. And since you understand things, you look klapei the leaders and not your achareihem is klapei ha'am. But if you don't understand things, then you turn around the other way and you look klapei ha'am so that it's not disrespectful to hear this person gets more respect than they do, like you sit in a better position because of kibbut av, but you turn and face the other way. It seems a little odd. But, okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer. Af bebeit hamishteh usim otam snifim. Also, not even in the Beit Midrash, but also at the Beit Mishkeh, they become accessories to their fathers. They also get seats next to their fathers, right? When people do seating, usually the kids aren't with the parents, right? In this case, they say, you get to sit with the parents out of respect. Amarmar, yatzalat tzorech nichnas v'yoshev b'mkomo. If you have to do your needs, go to the bathroom, you're allowed to go in and out. Interestingly, we're going to learn this isn't necessarily always the case. Amar Papa, lo amaru ela l'ktanim, aval l'gdolim, lo. What does it mean, ktanim l'gdolim? Not people, but needs. If your needs are small, bathroom needs, okay, urinating, then you can go. But for dvarim gdolim, more serious, that you shouldn't leave. Why? Havale l'miv dach nachshem e'ikari. You should have gone to the bathroom beforehand, okay? You should have taken care of your needs earlier. Interestingly, listen to this statement. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, lo lam yilamed adam atzmo lashkimu lahariv kadei shelo yitrachek. You should do your needs in the morning and the evening so that when you're in the middle of work or learning or whatever it is, you won't have to start going far out, right? Obviously, your needs that are ktanim, you could do anywhere, but your needs that are gdolim, you need to go far away to do them, obviously, without bathrooms. Okay. Amar Rava, or there's some other nusach. Ha'ina dechal sha'alma, but now that people are weaker, they can't always just do that. Okay, their bodies need more to remove waste more often. Afilu l'gdolim nami, even for gdolim, if you're in the middle of the shiur and you have to get out, right? This classic, the teachers, can you go to the bathroom? The teacher said, why didn't you go before class, right? Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer. Af bebeit hamishteh osim otam snifim. So now we're going to go back to that line. Amar Rava, bechaye avihem bifnei avihem. This is if their fathers are alive and in front of their fathers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now this whole thing about all the order of the nasi and who moves and who gets this, we're going to now learn an interesting story. Bimei Rashbag nichshneit mishnazo. This mishnah was put together in the time of Rashbag. Why? From Shimon and Gamliel nasi, Rabbi Meir Chacham, Rabbi Natan Av Beit Din. Here were the three leaders at the time. Ki hava Rashbag hatam, havukayim akule alma mikame. So when he would walk in, everybody would stand up. Kavu aile Rabbi Meir Rabbi Natan, havukayim akule alma mikamei. Everybody would get up also. Amar Rashbag, lo ba'u l'mehave heker ben dilei l'vidhu. Shouldn't there be some sort of a heker between them and me? Takin ha'matnita, so he was metakin this Mishnah. He basically said, we're going to make a distinction so that everybody knows who's in charge, who's below. Now, you might say it sounds a little arrogant. On the other hand, it is important to know who's in charge of what, because it does get confusing, and we all know that one leader is often easier than two leaders, and the people don't know who to talk to, and it gets confusing. So, he wanted to do this. The problem is, he didn't exactly go about it in the smartest manner. What did he do? Hahu yom alohava Rabbi Meir Rabbi Natan hatam. So when he made this takana, they weren't in the Beit Midrash, so they didn't know about this. L'machar ki atu chazei delo kamu mikamaychu kederegila milta. They realized people weren't getting up for them like they usually did. Amrei mayhai, they said, what's going on? Amrule hachitakim Rashbag, they said, that's what the takana Rashbag did. Amar le Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Natan, ana chacham ba'at av Beit Din. Not kim milta ki l'didan. Not kin milta ki l'didan. Right. Let's do something like he did. Okay? Not right. Not kin milta. Let's make something like ki l'didan, like he did. Okay? In other words, he said, look, we're also important people. Let's do something like he did. My navid. In other words, basically they said, maybe we should become the nasi instead of him. Let's get him deposed. So how can we do this? Okay, why don't we say to him, teach us Masechet Uktzin, which is the very last Masechet, nice to hear at the end of Masechet Nezikin, they're making reference to the very last Masechet in Shas, Delaytle, that he doesn't know. Okay, interesting, he didn't know this. Okay, obviously in those days, they didn't do Siyum Mishnayot all the time, or at least he wasn't one of those people who knew everything. But Kevin Delo Gamar, since he won't know, Neimale mi malel gvurot Hashem yashmiya kol tilato. Here we'll take this pasuk. What do we darshan from this pasuk? Lemi na'el malel gvurot Hashem. Who's the one who's most worthy to say the gvurot of Hashem? Mishachol hashmiya kol tilotav. Someone who can say all of his praises. And since you don't know uktin, you shouldn't be our leader. Ne'avre. And then we'll get rid of him. V'have ana avbeitin v'at nasi. And then he says, I'll be the Abbeitim, Rabbi Meir says, and you, Rabbi Natan, will be the Nasi. Okay, we'll see. The reason he said he'll be the Nasi was because his family, they were Tzatzaim, he was from Babel, of the Resh Galuta. So it makes sense that he would be the one to be the Nasi. Remember, they were both dynastic, whereas Rabbi Meir wasn't connected. Shamina Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi, he heard, overheard their conversation. Amar, Dilma Chas v'Shalom, Ati Milta Lidei Kisufa. Wow, this could be a really huge, embarrassing situation. So what did he do? Also, Yati Bachore, Elita de Rashbad. He went behind the Aliyah of Rashbag. Pashat Garis Vitana of Garis Vitana. He basically learned and relearned and relearned and relearned Masechet Uktzin. He just sat there reciting it all night. Amar, so Rashbag hears this. He says, "My dekama, Dilma, what's going on here? Dilma chas v'shalom, ikha beit midrash amidi. Maybe something's going on in the beit midrash. Yav date v'garsa." So he paid attention to what he was saying and he learned it. L'machar amrulein, neite mar v'nitne b'uktzin. Right? They said, go teach it. Patach v'amar, batar de, patach v'amar. So he got up and he taught it all. Batar de'ukim amar lehu. So after he says to them, e lo gemirna kasaftina. You would have totally embarrassed me had I not learned this. Pakivav kinu mi bei midrasha. He basically commanded that they be kicked out of the bei midrash. Sounds very much like the Rabban Gamliel, right? This is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua stories. He kicks them out of the bei midrash. What did they do? Havakate kushiata bepitcha. They would write questions on ptakim, vishadu hatam, and they would send them into the bei midrash. Okay, they were sitting there outside the bei midrash, writing questions, throwing them inside. Dava mifrach mifrach. Anything they answered, they answered. Delo avu mifrach. Katve peruke v'shadu. Anything no one can answer from the Beit Midrash, they would write the answer and send it into the Beit Midrash. Amar lehu. Sorry, maybe I misunderstood this. Maybe the people wrote questions and sent them outside the Beit Midrash to them. That must be what happened. I think I said that wrong. Right? The people wrote questions and sent them outside to the Beit Midrash for them to answer. No, maybe not. No, I think I said it the right way, actually. They made up the questions? Okay. Mm-hmm. So they made up the questions, sent them in, like I said originally, and then if nobody answered them, then they would write the answer. Amarlu, and this is their way of showing we know more answers than you guys do. Amarlu Rabbi Yossi, Torami Bachutz Va'anu Bifnim. Rabbi Yossi is sitting in the Beit Midrash, says, how could this be? The Torah is outside and we're inside. Amar lahem Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Nailinhu. Okay, we'll bring them back in. Mihu niknisinhu. But we're going to punish them. Delo neimer shmata mishmaihu. That we're not going to say the limudim in their names. Okay? Whenever we say something that they said, asigul Rabbi Meir acherim, ul Rabbi Natan yesh omrim. We're going to call Rabbi Meir acherim. We've seen this in the Gemara before where they say acherim omrim. And sometimes we see yesh omrim. So Rabbi Natan is going to be yesh omrim, Rabbi Meir is going to be acherim. They had a dream. Zilu paisul Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that said you guys should go and make peace with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Natan azel, Rabbi Meir lo azel. So Rabbi Natan said I'm going to go, but Rabbi Meir didn't go to make peace with him. Amar divrei chalamot lo ma'alim v'lo moridin. I don't believe in dreams. Ki azel Rabbi Natan amar le Rashbag. So when Rabbi Natan went to appease Rashbag, he said nihida ahane le kamar da'avucha lemehave av beitin. Just because your father helped you to become the Abbeitin, because you had this heritage of being the Resh Galuta, you think you can also be the Nasi? Okay, and that's what he says to him. In other words, who are you to think that you could take greatness? So now, it's a different scenario. Now, Rebbe, okay, who's a later tzatzah of this Shoshelet of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, says to Rabban Shimon Berei, to his son, Rabban Shimon, we don't have time, I'm not going to get into this, but the din in Tmura, we'll see it later on in the Gemara, another, Masechet. So anyway, he teaches them this halacha, and he says it in the name of Bacherim Omrim. Amar lo, mihem halalu, sheme mehem anu shotim, shmotehem en anu maskirim. So the son says to him, who are these people who are learning their Torah, but we don't know their names? Amar le, b'nei adam shebikshu la'akor kvotcha u'kvot beit avicha. These were people who tried to uproot the kavod of your father and the kavod of your family. Amar le, so his son says to him, this is classic, right? This, you can see this happening nowadays with the older generation and the younger generation, right? The older generation sometimes gets very caught up on kavod, right? The younger generation, especially nowadays, like, what is kavod? He says, gam ahavtem, gam sanetem, gam ahavatam, gam sinatam, gam kinatam, kvar avda. Okay, he quotes in this pasuk from Kohelet, which is basically, there's no more of this jealousy. This was in the past. Why are we still keeping these old grudges? Amar le ha'oyev tamu. Okay, he quotes him another pasuk, the father. The oyev is no longer, b'charevot la'netzach. But what the desolation the oyev caused is still there. So Amar le, what do you think he's going to say to him? Hanimi lehecha da'ahanu ma'asayu. Rabbanan lo hanim asayu. But you're angry with them about something that never even happened. It was all that they tried to embarrass him, but they didn't even succeed in embarrassing him. So it sounds a little like Edim Zomimim, right? They tried to do something, but they didn't even succeed. Like when the enemy comes and creates desolation, so there's desolation forever. But they did something, and that, therefore we can say the desolation will be forever, but here we can't leave this forever. Hadar atnele, so now he said to him, fine, I'll teach it to you like this. Amru mishum Rabbi Meir. Now, interestingly, he still wouldn't say Rabbi Meir Omer. Notice, he said, they say in the name of Rabbi Meir that Ilo ayat mora lo ayakarev. Okay, so the son succeeds in convincing the father about this issue, which is interesting because you see here, right, I think in this whole thing, there's this issue of kavod. On the other hand, there's a lot of ways out of it. There's a lot of ways around it. There's a lot of debate about how makpid you're supposed to be on your kavod, and what do you, you know, should you give in, should you not give in? There's a lot of lack of clarity here. As much as they're trying to make it organized, there's a lot of, within that, not so clear cut, which makes a lot of sense, because it's not, as we know. Okay, last part for today. Amarava, afilu, one second. So Amarava, afilu Rebbe dam venutahave tana amru mishum Rabbi Meir. Okay, so we're still on this, which is even though he was, right, he still said amru mishum Rabbi Meir and he didn't say directly Amar Rabbi Meir. Okay, Amar Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Meir, lo Amar, period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, pligu ba Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan. Chad amar Sinai adif, v'chad omer oker harim adif. The question is this directly related to the previous thing, in terms of who these rabbis were and what their strengths were, or are we just bringing this up because it again has to do with similar concepts, and it's from Shimon Gamliel. So it's machloka between them whether Sinai is adif, we've seen this before, which is someone who knows everything, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, clearly he didn't know uksin, he wasn't a Sinai, right? He was obviously a much more analytical type, which was the oker harim. Rav Yosef Sinai, Rabba Oker Harim. Now we're going to talk about two other rabbis, Rav Yosef and Rabba, moving from Tanaim to Amoraim. So Rav Yosef was a Sinai, he knew everything. Rabba was Oker Harim, he was more analytical. Shachula Taman, Eza Mehem Kodem. So they said, who's better? Shachula who? They sent back Sinai Adif. Da Amar Mar, HaKol Tzrichin Lamare Chatya. Okay, there's all different interpretations of this, whether it means because he can relate better to the people, right? Sometimes people who are so strongly analytical, they're very up in the air and people can't understand them. And chitim is like the basic necessity. And maybe that's what they're saying, that the basics are what's the most important. But interestingly enough, afilu hachi lo kabil Rav Yosef ale. He didn't accept to be the head of the Beit Midrash. Malach Rabbe Esrim Vitar Teshnin. Instead, he let Rabbe be the head of the Beit Midrash, even though they said, we'd rather, you know, you're better. He wouldn't take the honor. V'hagar malach Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef only ruled after him. V'choshnei demalach Rabba, Rav Yosef afilu umna lebeite lo chalif. And all the time that he was king, Rabba, or not king, really, he was in charge of the Beit Midrash, Rav Yosef would not have an uman beit, the blood letter would never come into his house. There's all different interpretations given. Does this mean he was protected, he never got sick? Some people say the blood letter made house calls to big talmidei chachamim, and he wouldn't take that kavod because he didn't want anyone to think that he was vying for the position against Rabba. Other ones also, but we'll leave it at that. Again, we have Abai v'Rabba, Rabbi Zera v'Rabba Barmatna Havu Yatvei, Babu Tzrichei Reshe. Okay, they needed to appoint a head. But they didn't know how to, right? It's obviously complicated. You have all these big rebbeim. How do you decide who's going to be in charge? Amrei called to Amr Milta below Mafrich lehave Reisha. Okay, whoever says something and nobody can say something that nobody can counter, he'll be in charge. Dekulu Ifrach. Everybody said something that people knocked down. De Abaye lo Ifrach, except for Abaye, which is a trick, because Abaye and Rava always argue. So how it is that. Okay, but anyway, he said, must have been one thing he said that nobody could argue. Chazi Rabba Abaye Degava Reshe. Rabba saw that Abaye, this had happened to him, and he said, Amarle Nachmani Ptach Ve'ema, you get up in Darshan, you're going to be the head. Ibaye Lehu, last question for today. Rabbi, we're going to end on a question. Rabbi Zera V'Rabba Bar Bar Matna, Havu Heminayu Adif, who's better? Rabbi Zera Charif Umakshe, he's very charif, and he asks a lot of questions. The Rabba Bar Ramatna Matun Umasik. He's much more matun, patient. And because of that, he ends up coming to conclusions. Okay, here you see this attitude of You know, there's some people who are very smart and ask questions all the time, and sometimes they don't actually come to conclusions. This is classic, and you have the open-minded world. You ask too many questions, we don't have answers, right? Versus the other approach, which is matun, and can come to conclusions. And what does the Gemara say? My, which is better? Teku. We end on teku, okay? We don't, in fact, know. Okay, and this is a fabulous way to end the Masechet and to end the whole Nezikin, because it's all about this court, the setting up the courts and the whole system, and we end with the whole Masechet Horayo, which raises, after we establish the Sanhedrin, and we have this Zakeh Manre, where we talk about, it's all about the central authority, the Beit Din, and then all of a sudden we end with, well, believe it or not, there could be mistakes, there's issues, there's way, right? And we have to deal with it, and we have to, even though we have all these hierarchies, well, even within that, it's not so clear-cut, and things are not black and white, and, you know, that's the lesson of this. Okay. Hadron alach kohen Mashiach uslika la mesechet horayot. Okay, you ready for the Hadron? Hadron alach mesechet horayot v'seder nizikin v'hadra chalan datan alach mesechet horayot v'seder nizikin v'data chalan lo ninashe minach mesechet horayot v'seder nizikin v'lo titnashe minan lo ba'alma hadem v'lo ba'alma da'ate. Hadron alach mesechet horayot v'seder Nizikim b'hadra chalan, datan alach masechet harayot b'seder nizikim b'data chalan, lo ninashe minach masechet harayot b'seder nizikim, lo titnashe minan, lo ba'am hadem v'lo ba'am da'ate. Hadron alach masechet harayot v'seder nizikim b'hadra chalan, datan alach masechet harayot b'seder nizikim b'data chalan, lo ninashe minach masechet harayot b'lo titnashe minan, lo ba'am hadem v'lo ba'am da'ate. יהי רצון פניך אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו שתהא תורתך אומנותנו בעולם הזה ותהא עמנו לעולם הבא. חנינא בר פפא רמי בר פפא נחמן בר פפא אחי בר פפא אבא מרי בר פפא רפן בר פפא רכש בר פפא שרוכה בר פפא עד בר פפא דר בר פפא. הערב נא אדוני אלוהינו את דברי תורתך בפינו ובפי עמך בישראל. בנייה כולנו אנחנו וצאצאינו וצאצאי עמך בישראל כולנו יודעי שמך ולמדי תורתך. מהווי תחכמני מצורתך כי לעולם היא לי. יהי לי בי תמים בחוקיך למען לא אבוש לעולם לא אשכח פקודיך גיבם חייתני ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך אמן אמן. Amen. Salav Ed. Yehi Ratzon Fanecha Adonai Elohai Kashem Shazatan Lesayim Masechet Harayot V'Seder Nizikin Kein Tazreni Latchim Masechtot V'Sfarim Achirim Lesayimam L'Lomod V'Lelamed L'Shmor V'Lased V'Lekayim Et Kol Divrei Talmud Torahtecha B'Ahava Zchut Kol Hataniim V'Amoraim V'Talmidei Chachamim Yamod Lanu V'Lezareinu Shelo Yamush Hatorah Mipinu Mipi Zareinu V'Zera Zareinu Ad Olam תזכיין בנו בתהלכה תנחה אותך ושוכחה תשמור עליך והקיצות היא תשיחך כי בי רבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שני חיים אורך ימים בימינה בשמאלה עושר וכבוד אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום